Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Erica Wilkerson, a female empowerment coach and international best-selling author of Perfectly Imperfect, Break Through the Shame, Silence, and Self-Doubt. She is the girlfriend's girlfriend here to help give a positive perception of self and remove self-limiting mindsets. She focuses on self-care, self-love, creating a vision and goals so one can achieve their personal best. And Erica, good morning, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me this morning.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, Erica, how did you find the courage to leave an unhealthy relationship? There are so many that tune in that are involved in that type of a relationship. I'd like to hear your take on that to kick things off today.
Well, it's not an easy process, but it's often necessary. For me, I kind of went into a survival mode. I used the three simple steps, be, know, and do. Which I go into detail in my book. But first, basically, I had to acknowledge that I was even in an unhealthy relationship. And that's the hardest part, is to actually come to terms with that. And one thing that helped me see the truth was journaling. It helped me to tap into my feelings and take a hard look at myself. Writing helped me gain the strength and confidence to change the situation that I was in. My son also played a big factor for me. I no longer wanted him to be in an unhealthy environment anymore. And I also didn't want to continue any generational curses.
And taking that further, Erica, how does one move on from self-abuse?
So self-abuse, anytime you're in an unhealthy relationship, over time the psychological effects of abuse cause you to subconsciously hear the abuse in yourself. You start to interpret everything to be your fault, insist on that there is nothing that can be done. You have to learn to start loving yourself again. And some of the initial steps that I went through to get out of this mindset was first, like I said, acknowledge it, being honest with yourself, compliment yourself every day, or use daily affirmations. I think that's a big part of the mindset change, is trying to get you to switch to a more positive thinking. And then you have to make sure you draft your dreams and goals. You need to get more focused. That way you know where you want to go, where you're headed, and something to keep you motivated. And then last, you want to eliminate negative people out of your life, which can be not as easy as it sounds, but it's a necessary thing to do. And also, you can just ask yourself some three simple questions to also help with that mindset change. What are three things you love about yourself? What are three things you want to accomplish? Who are three people that will hold you accountable and encourage you? The support system is very important when you're trying to change your mindset, because it's so easy just to go back into your old patterns.
Certainly do appreciate your input there. Most helpful. Now, as far as the process is concerned, how does one become beautifully evolved? Touch on that from that perspective.
So beautifully evolved is a term I came up with. It's basically about relearning who you are, in loving who you are, getting back to your authentic self before life kind of drowned you out and all your obligations were there, kind of taking you back to what your initial dreams and hopes were, like in a childlike state, that pure innocence. It's all about just being you. You have to shed your thoughts of not being enough. Think more positive about yourself and your life, and thank your higher being daily. And again, use those daily affirmations to keep reinforcing that positive mindset. You need to believe that you are worthy and continue to replace negative thoughts to positive, no matter what it is. It's just like when you have, you always have to turn something, you, if you have a negative thought, just flip it around to something positive.
Our mindset is so important in our success as a person and professionally, and this information certainly is most helpful as one is going through these unhealthy relationships, self-doubt, self-abuse. Really appreciate your joining us here today, Erica. Today we're speaking with Erica Wilkerson, a female empowerment coach and international best-selling author of Perfectly Imperfect, Breakthrough the Shame, Silence, and Self-Doubt. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, how do we recognize and use our strengths? Touch on that as well.
You have to evaluate everything that you're going to do every day. People have to believe in themselves. You're already born with everything that you need inside of you. You just have to take it and foster and nurture it. For instance, like if someone, if you graduated or went to college, that already tells me that that person has the stamina to complete tasks and to work hard. If you're a mom, you're going to be an organized and disciplined person. You know, if you're the go-to party planner in the group, that tells me that you're resourceful, you're reliable, and you probably make good decisions and you know how to prioritize. You just have to look at the things that you do already every day to find those strengths. And what I really recommend is for someone to sit down, make a list of 10 strengths that you have. You'll have the ability to reach your goals. It depends on using the strengths to their maximum potential. They need to choose an action plan. For example, like I was saying, if you're an organizer, begin to write down those thoughts in no particular order, and then order your thoughts to make a plan. And they just have to follow steps in order that they've come up with. The main goal is just for them to keep moving forward to the next step. Like I said, you have everything you already need inside of you. You just have to foster it. And anytime you have self-doubt, you just have to go back to those lists of that you created and remind yourself of your strengths.
And, of course, we've honed in on the negative side of things here. What are the positive effects of a healthy relationship? I'd love to hear your take on that.
So some of the positive effects of having a healthy relationship, largely it involves having healthy boundaries. A healthy relationship should have healthy boundaries. And you should have a healthy independence of each person. You should not lose yourself in the relationship. You have a chance to break the cycle, which is the most important thing for me that happened. I was given a chance to display healthy boundaries, especially to your children. You don't want them to see cycles of abuse continue to happen. And you get a chance to break those generational curses in a healthy relationship. You also can feel safe and secure where somebody has your back and they have yours. You just have an automatic built-in support system to go to. And it helps you to be more confident, foster goal and achievement, and live a more happy and healthier life. Also, more able to be present in you and your family's life. And most of all, you're going to feel respected in a healthy relationship. I think the main goal is to keep your personal boundaries in place while also sharing a life with someone else.
Well, Erica, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all this information certainly not only can apply to the women, of course, but definitely the men can use this as well, and we really do appreciate what you do in the space as well. Eric, I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on you, your coaching services, as well as your book, Perfectly Imperfect.
Oh, yes. You can go to my website at perceptivelivingnow.com. And this, the main takeaway from this is just treat yourself as well as you treat others.
And certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Again, Erica, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you will continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Erica Wilkerson, a female empowerment coach and international best-selling author of Perfectly Imperfect, Breakthrough the Shame, Silence and Self-Doubt. And for all the details, visit PerceptiveLivingNow.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.